Food commentator Nancy Leeson says her 2019 food life will be different. Different how? She tells us and KNKX's Dick Stein, who never makes New Year's resolutions, all about it on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, I never make New Year's resolutions because I know that I'm never going to keep them. I just continue on in my same old plodding way year after year.
I make them every year. Lose weight, Nancy. Go on a diet. And then I never do it.
Is there anything that you think you maybe will do this year that's going to be different?
I'm going to try really hard this year to cook ahead.
By which you mean?
I mean, I'm one of those people who loves to shop every single day and decide what I want on any given day. And I have the luxury to do that. But I realize that that drives me crazy. And it also drives Matt crazy. So I think that I'd like to think ahead about what I'm doing and maybe double up on some of my really good recipes.
Why does it drive you and Matt crazy to do that? I do it and I love it.
That's because I think that DG, DeGroote, really doesn't care what you put on the table. She's probably just happy to have you cook. Am I right?
Yeah, she's pretty easy. And if I say, let's just have some sandwiches tonight, which is not really very often, she's fine with that, too.
It makes Mac nuts when I come in and say at like 4 o'clock and say, what do you feel like eating? Because he's a forward thinker and I'm just not. Huh. And what I recognized not too long ago was that I can double up on my recipes. I found the most delicious bolognese sauce in my freezer. We cooked it. We even served it to company. This isn't what I usually do. I found leftover chicken pho. Remember I told you I had made the Andrea's pho?
Yeah.
It was excellent. I ate one tub full, and there's still another one in there. And then I found this incredible Thai green curry that friends of mine, who are Thai chefs, came and helped me cook. And there it was. All I had to do was unfreeze it.
So this stuff was all forgotten and languishing in your freezer, totally forgotten. What did you just kind of root through all the frosty packages in there and see what looked like it might still be edible?
Right. And this is an obvious thing for a lot of people, but it's just not so obvious for me because I love to cook so much. Every day I get in there and I want to do something new. I don't want to eat something that I already cooked. It was so easy. I don't usually like easy in the kitchen. And I think people who listen to us know that because you and I really love to get in there and cook. It's our hobby.
I don't see anything wrong with, for me anyway, I have the time to do it. Well, I like to shop every day because I'm deciding every day what I want to have for supper that night. And the supermarket is right on my way home. It's not even a detour, so it's not that big a deal. But oftentimes what I'm making is a lot more than the two of us can eat for supper, and, you know, we'll freeze it up and actually defrost it, not too far down the road, and have it again. But really, most of the time when we have leftovers, that's what I'll take in for lunch the next day.
I also, this year, I'd like to share the wealth more. I bake a lot of bread and rolls. I want to take them down the block and share them with my neighbors.
In the case of baked goods, that sounds to me like self-preservation. I think we both know what happens when we eat all of our baked goods ourselves.
Another thing is, I much prefer to cook during the day, and I have that luxury. I want to cook when it's still light out. By the time it's dark, I'm ready for bed. Oh, yeah. And I hope to go out to eat cheaply and more often.
By cheaply, what do you mean? Hamburgers? Oh, wait, they're not so cheap anymore either, are they?
Well, that's not true. I still love a good Dick's Deluxe. You know, last week in the Seattle Times, they published 18 great cheap eats. I'd only been to one of them.
Well, I think you'd better get busy. Eaters, anything you're planning on doing differently in terms of food and cooking and kitchen and all that stuff, let us know at the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
The ever-resolute.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The never-resolute.
Stein.